recording.
No first of.
Oh, is that what it was? Just me going
It was going of. It was
my computer completely froze, so I don't know what happened. So Steph, what are you talking about? So this Real World reunion, it's the first season,
right? Eating car fries and watching the Real World on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, it was it's the first episode of the New York Homecoming, the first group, the first gang from 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And they've put them all back in the exact same loft.
Isn't one guy living separate though?
Well, it's because, spoiler, he's got the COVID.
Okay.
He was there to do it. You know, they were all in town. They had to go through this whole thing where they're each in separate hotel rooms. They had to get tested because they wanted to do this whole thing like mask free and like,
they send nude photos to Governor Cuomo.
Oh, so anyway, look, but then the day when they were all coming to the loft, Eric Neese, the one who did the grind.
Right.
The grind workout, all that jazz, the hot guy or whatever. He's the one who's got the code.
I blame MTV and this show in particular for the scourge of reality television. Yeah.
It's definitely started it.
The reason for Big Brother, if any shows.
Yeah. Well, actually, though, you'd have to go back even farther and blame. What was that show? Real People. And That's Incredible.
True. The only thing is, I feel like what they started off with, especially in the first couple of seasons, it wasn't scripted. It definitely was not scripted. This was a social experiment. They threw these people in a thing and blah, blah, blah. Now, there's not any reality show that is not manufactured, scripted. They give them a lead, tell them which way to go, all this other kind of stuff.
Well, they realize that you put those people together and you're going to have a month of editing to try to find anything that makes a cohesive storyline, and just to make it easier and more presentable. That's the only reason they started doing those bullet point, poking them in the right direction.
Right.
Yeah, that definitely ruined it.
It did. And, the Real World had it right. They just took people from different backgrounds that they knew would clash and put them all in a house and was like, there you go.
Did any of them have antebellum parties when they were in college?
I don't think so. I don't think there were any in them. I mean, this is the first episode. And so far, these guys are all pretty congenial. I mean, and they're mellow. They're our age. I mean, my God, this has been 30 years.
They're not just like hooking up and fucking all. Mom, you never know.
No, definitely not. I don't think any of them are going to. That's not going to happen. But it does allude to the fact that some of the old stuff from 92 resurfaces.
Uh-huh.
And there are some clashes. Those are coming. But so far, I mean, I love how they'll do the split screen of them walking down the street in 92 and them now, when they were young. And
there's nobody on the streets probably now.
Well, now, yeah, of course. And,
except for poop.
Well, they show the differences. The city was in 92, it was packed.
Yep.
The towers, they had the phone was in the wall. Nobody had cell phones. I mean, when you called the house, one person answered the phone. They were like, it's for Becky. It's for Andre.
David Dinkins was still the mayor.
Right.
But I brought that thing up about the antebellum parties because, that guy from The Bachelor, he had to go on his tour of contrition, the Chris Harrison, the host. I mean, I don't watch The Bachelor. That show in and of itself, you should be embarrassed to be the host anyway. But all he said was, and this is why he had to go on this tour of kneeling in front of the mouse. He said, well, I'm going to wait and see what she says before I make any judgments. I mean, they suspended him because one of the contestants on The Bachelorette or whatever the fuck stupid show is it The Bachelor? It must be The Bachelor. She went to an antebellum party in college. So I just think that's fucking ridiculous.
Well, again, I feel like I'm going to save my outrage for things that I care about.
My
that makes sense.
My auntie. Antebellum Mm-hmm. She had a big party when we were in college, and I went to it.
Uh-oh, Jeff, you're in trouble.
The Bellums always threw the best
parties. Yeah, the Bellums had the best parties, man.
I know. I'm just tired of these daily stories. And you're kind of right, Steph. I mean, save your outrage for something that matters. But this is what's thrust upon us. I said last Friday on the show that I'm trying to avoid any pop, but you can't. You can't. Everything is you know, the Mandalorian, the show that we all universally loved and thought was freaking awesome, now fraught with Kathleen Kennedy bullshit and the woke mob over at Disney. Gina Carano gone, and probably Bill Burr will be gone soon.
I don't think they're going to get rid of Bill.
He defended her.
I still don't think they're going to get rid of Bill.
And there's you know, the clamor of the people with anime avatars on Twitter are trying to cancel him. But let's hope that doesn't happen.
It's Bill, you know who Bill is. They knew who Bill was when they hired him. He's on a podcast every week, raging and railing.
Mm-hmm.
Bill is not on Twitter or any of these other social media sites drumming shit up or stirring shit up.
No, I know that.
Baby Yoda was in Washington today for the Trump inauguration.
That's another thing. They shut down the government today because they're worried about it. There was nobody going there. No one was going. I mean, it's all bullshit. Everything's
also
bullshit.
And also, let me just say, there's another reason why Bill will not get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
He's married to a black woman and he has a biracial child. So if they try to cancel him, they're going to look like idiots.
That's true. That is true. Then I also heard that they're trying to cancel Rosario Dawson because her family beat up a trans person. Have you heard that?
Stop it.
No, it's true.
Well, she is from the hardscrabble streets of New York City. I would imagine there's probably some ruffians about in her family.
You got to wonder who's controlling Disney. Is it Mickey or Minnie? I think it's Minnie. You know, it's Minnie because of all the bad decisions they've made. But anyway, we have contestants lined up to play another edition of Danger Zone, which is a fun game that Steph came up with. And I like doing it. And I will be doing the songs a la Jonathan Richmond from The Modern Lovers. I know you're all big fans of when I go off on that awful tangent and do that voice. So I'll be doing that later. You remember that, right? I called this number 3 times already today, but I hang up. I put my phone back up in place. Road runner. You remember, you know who Jonathan Richmond is, right?
No.
He's the guy playing guitar in There's Something About Mary. He's from Modern Lovers of Boston. I wouldn't call him punk because they weren't really punk, but certainly before their time. Good band. But Michael Thornton is in the waiting room, so I'm going to admit him right now. Waiting on Dan. Let's see. There he is. He's sideways, Michael. Sideways. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel, you can see it. But if you're listening, hey, Michael, how are you?
Hey,
I'm very well, Tim. How are you? You're sideways. Am I sideways?
You're the sideways one.
Son of a bitch. Oh, I'm the thanks, Steph. I'm the sideways one.
There you go.
Is that better? Oh, Jesus.
There you go.
That's precarious. It might fall.
That's cool.
It'll be fun.
We're just waiting for your competitor, who will be Dan Carroll, who was supposed to be on a couple weeks ago, but couldn't.
Oh, so, Jesus.
Don't worry. You know everything.
This should be a good match.
Fair enough, man.
This is not a contest about geopolitical Soviet Union. But he would kick your ass. He'd kick all of us.
He probably would. I'm not very good when it comes to the proletariat, so.
He speaks Russian, so.
He does. Well, that'll help him somewhere.
But do you mind going back into the waiting room before he shows up?
I don't mind at all. I'll be here.
Bring you on.
I'll get to stage my bookcase.
He can tell everybody who he is and what he does and where he's from and all that stuff while we wait for Dan, because everybody knows Dan because he's been on the podcast several times.
Well, I put in the email 7:45, so Dan's probably going to wait till 7:45.
Enjoy the snacks you've supplied yourself in your own green room there.
Yeah.
My own green room. This is a green room.
Yeah,
pretty big. It's pretty big, Steph.
Celery. Okay. So can you hear us when you're in the waiting room? Can you see us and hear us?
No, I cannot.
Oh, that sucks.
It is a black screen. Unless all of your lights are out, you're on mute, then yes.
Well, we'll just leave you up so you're not bored.
I mean, okay. there's a drum set in the corner. I could just go do that.
No, oh, please do that. Oh no, Rad. Why? And Carol's here. while Dan is coming on, Michael, right, tell on everybody you. Who you are and where you're from and
oh geez. Oh God. All right.
Are you from Western New York? Oh geez.
No, I was born in Decatur, Georgia, and I didn't get far because I'm just down the street from Steph.
Oh yeah. Melon yeah, Turtle.
Yeah. I passed you on the way home today as you were turning into your neighborhood.
If you were watching TV.
If you saw a black Honda CRV with seven dust blasting as it drove past you while you were sitting in the turning lane.
Do you not notice that I'm watching television?
I don't know. Your visor was down because you know how the sun gets.
I watch TV the entire time there. I'm driving. I have no idea what's happening around me at all. It's so dangerous.
It shows. It really shows.
What else are you going to do?
Nothing would surprise me more. Exactly. WebGen is a pain in the ass. You'll sit there for hours. No, I'm in Lawrenceville, okay. Not far from Steph. I haven't really lived outside of Gwinnett County my entire life. It's kind of boring, actually.
I'm a customer. I live in Cab, and I could walk 20 feet and be in Gwinnett. So I get all the advantages of being near Gwinnett, but I don't have to pay exorbitant taxes.
I guess I did live on the Walton County side of Loganville for a little while, so I did have that advantage. But no, I don't know. I there's not really much to know. I'm for reference, I'm about a month younger than Autumn.
Okay, and millennial.
Hey, come on now.
Okay, Cusper.
I've been. You know how you get knighted by the Queen. I got X'd by an actual Gen Xer, so I'll take it.
Who?
I don't know. Just a guy I know. Nobody. I don't know.
Hey, you want some ashes on? I'm gonna put some ashes on your forehead. You're visually jet.
That's pretty much what he did. No, he plays bass in a band, so I think he just kind of hit me with his bass. He might have just been trying to hit me with his bass, actually. Now that I think about it,
what a bass.
I don't know. I don't have a computer in my home. Does that count?
No, that's awesome. So you're on your phone right now. It's pretty cool.
I am. Yeah. It's tiny. It's you're. I could go all Kids in the Hall right now, but I won't. I don't have the really big glasses though.
Well, Michael, thank you for coming on the show and getting ready to take on Mr. Dan Carroll, who is now with us. He is
tonight.
Dan. Hello,
Dan.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, folks. How are you?
Good. Dan and I
Hi, Dan.
Had some fried chicken together. I don't know if you had the chicken. I had the fried chicken. We had lunch.
I did have the fried chicken, but I made the mistake of not asking for the dark meat.
Yes.
And I ended up with the chicken breast.
That's always, dry.
The dark meat is always best. Always best. Matthew's cafeteria in downtown.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Delicious. Well, Dan, are you familiar with the game? And by the way, you've been on the show before, but how are you? How have you been?
I'm well. I'm obviously studied up for the game. I got the library behind me and I am ready to play. I do understand the basic rules.
Good. Michael, do you know the rules?
I at this point, I hope so.
All right. Well, I'll refresh. The rules are we have 5, 6, 7 songs. They're on a soundtrack from, you know, we say 80s, but it can go back to the early mid 70s to the mid 90s, of course, or maybe late 90s, whatever, you know, they're soundtrack songs.
Sure.
All of them were probably hits. Most of them were hits. And I'm going to sing them. And the person who gets 3 out of 5 will win a T-shirt of their choice from our T-shirt store. And both of you will be mailed stickers. How about that?
Yay!
Yes.
So, yeah, you get some cool things to put on your bookshelves. And you're going to have to go back in time.
These are my wives. She won't let me.
Okay,
my books have been relegated to the basement.
Oh, you know what? That's where mine are.
Just stick it to the back of your phone.
Except for this
one. I'll put the sticker on my laptop.
I haven't begun to read this one yet. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Maybe if I do, I won't care so much about Dr. C.
There you go.
Not that I cared about him a week ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was my whole point to you, Tim. I was never going to buy these Dr. Seuss books. I really don't care.
Well, I already have them, you know. I don't break them out and read them.
Well, the ones they took away are the ones no one had ever heard of.
Right. Albury Street. I've heard of that one.
And when they take Horton Hears a Who, that's it. I'm in the street.
Horton Spears a hoe. All right. So are you guys ready to get down to the nitty gritty and play the game?
We are.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it up. So we're going to have, by the way, I don't know if you heard me. I'm going to be doing them as Jonathan Richman from the band Modern Lovers.
Awesome.
Okay. Here's the first one. All right. So if you know it, I can't see you because I'm reading these. So if you know it, say your name.
Okay. Say my name.
Say your first name.
Got it.
No, got but it. Don't both of you say Dan. I won't be able to distinguish.
I thought he was singing Beyonce. I didn't know where he was going.
Say my name. Say my name. Guess mine is not the first heart broken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know. There's just no getting over you. I know I'm just a fool who's willing to sit around and wait for you. But baby, can't you see? There's nothing else for me to do.
Dan. Putting Out Fire with Gasoline by David Bowie from Cat People.
No.
Okay.
You know, Jesus. Jeff, and you know, Jeff,
if that was it.
Jeff said the songs that I put in the doc were too obscure. And he's like, nobody will ever get these. And he changed them. And little did I know I could have put that in there.
He didn't change
I them. Know that refrain. I just I cannot place it because Tim's right. Got that wonderful affectation.
But now there's nowhere to hide since you pushed my love aside. I'm out of my head.
Take that affectation off and just sing it normal.
No.
Right.
My head is saying, fool, forgetting. My heart is saying, don't let go. Hold on till the end. It's what I intend to do. You want a hint?
Please.
Yes.
The singer of this song was also in the movie that this is from and was actually one of the main characters.
Oh, Jesus. I'll give it a shot. Michael. Is it Magic by David Bowie from Labyrinth?
No, but this has a hit song named Magic.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
I'll give you another hint.
Oh, wait, hang on then. God, I'm throw this out there then. Is it The Cars?
No. I'll give you a hint. Greased Lightning.
Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah, name the movie.
Oh, Dan.
Yes.
My name is not Olivia Newton-John.
No, you Dan, look like it.
Olivia Newton-John, Grease.
Yeah, song? Close enough. Hopelessly.
Close enough. There you go. Ah, Jesus.
Okay, I'll give you the decade for this one.
Okay, yeah, then that's Jeff's song.
This is a 90s song, so this is number two. Dan Carroll has a point. Michael, you're trailing one to nothing.
I'm going to ask you to sing. Can you sing it as a different person?
Yeah, it's the affectation that's throwing everybody off.
Oh,
everybody thinks it's Bowie because you're doing that.
Sing it as George Bush for something. I don't know.
Bush? Is it the only impression you guys like of mine?
It's my favorite. It's my favorite.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Michael. That's. Gangster's Paradise, Coolio, Dangerous Minds.
There you go. Tie score.
There we go.
Been spending most of their lives living in Texas paradise. Threw away our masks last night. Living in a Texas paradise.
Maskless paradise.
I love Weird Al's Amish Paradise. Coolio hated it, but I loved it. All right, here we go. Song number three. This one might be tough. No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy hearts to give away. All right, now I'm going to thank our sponsors. We have two sponsors. They've been with us for a long time, And they stuck with us throughout the first year of the COVID pandemic. We don't know how long it's going to last this year. So let's just say the first year. And we hope that it won't go on much longer than that. But anyhow, I want to thank Mike Hall and Atlanta Pizza and Gyro. Serving Conyers in the East Metro Atlanta area since 1983. Mike Hall and his staff truly appreciate your business and thank you for your continued support during the year that never happened, or we wish never happened. When's the last time you guys were out there?
We all went out there when they opened. Yeah.
Well, I've been out since then a couple times. Mm-hmm. But didn't we recently have a listener show up there?
Yeah, Tim went out there.
Yeah, Tim Allen, he goes out there weekly.
Oh, okay.
I think he eats lunch a couple of times a week out there. Okay. He's a great radio.
If you go out there, and I notice that some people do this, if you go to Atlanta Pizza and Gyro, post on our social media, either in the Radio Shack or on our Facebook page. Let us know that you were there, and we'll give you a shout out for in both of our sponsors.
Get their Greek salad. They make their own dressing, and it is out of this world.
And cannoli. Get the cannoli.
Get the cannoli, yeah.
But leave the gun at home. Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is open for dine-in services, or if you prefer, you can give them a call and place your own takeout order. You can also order online for pickup or delivery through their website at AtlantaPizzaGyro.com. And I've made a decision when it comes to this kind of thing. If I'm going to order something and the restaurant doesn't deliver, I'm going to go pick it up because I'm sick of Uber and their Uber Eats or any of those things. They take their middleman cut, then you got to tip the driver, which I don't mind doing that at all. But a lot of times they screw your order up and then you're left with nothing. And plus, restaurants kind of get fucked by those apps. So if you can, do whatever you can to just go pick it up. That's what I'm going to do. Visit them on Facebook or leave them a positive review on Google as it helps their business continue to grow. And our other sponsor, I would be remiss to leave him out. And that would be Brett Perkins and his business, LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They have all your construction printing needs, commercial or residential, in Athens since 2000. Let me scroll this up so I don't say it wrong. 2005. I didn't want to give them 2 extra years. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, if you're in the market for something that he has to offer you, call 706-316-9366 or email at athens@ldiline.com.
And I know Brett personally. He's a hell of a guy. And he has great taste in movies and comedy. And yeah, you should totally do business with him if you're building some shit.
Hell yeah. Call, goddammit.
He should come on the show sometime.
Tell us about he should.
Backpacks and shit and tell us about his business.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that. Hey, if you're out there and you'd like to be a sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, just hit me up. We'll figure it out. All right. Really? All right. Let's start again. No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. No April rain. Come on, you guys don't like Gene Wilder movies? Who? Dan?
This is Dan. I've got nothing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I think it's Stevie Wonder, but I don't know if I can't associate a movie or the song title.
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Michael? Well, since Dan said Stevie Wonder, I'm going to chime in with I Just Called to Say I Love You.
You know the movie?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's about a lady wearing a red dress.
Fucking hell. God, what the hell was the name of that goddamn movie?
The lady wearing a red dress.
Oh God, the lady yes. Jesus, I think it was Tim, right
the
there.
Lady from Weird Science.
What is it? Dress.
Is Lisa Pretty Woman? I'm giving it to Michael
No, it's not Pretty Woman. I can see the damn movie poster. It's so not I, called I Lady. I gotta hang it up
in my den.
The red dress?
It's called The Woman in Red, and no one's getting a point for that.
Woman in Red, son of a bitch.
You can give him a half point each.
All right.
There we go.
Give that all to Michael. I was completely lost on that.
Oh, Jesus. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion, Titanic.
There you go. There you go, Stretch. 2.5 to 1.
Oh, I don't. I wish I didn't know that.
Wow, it's a good movie. It's about
you knew that for this. Yeah. That was enough.
Well, no, yeah, because that's what I studied, Titanic.
I love movies about boats.
Well, you're not going to like this one. It doesn't end well. Sorry, George.
I know about that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I don't know what you watch on the ranch there.
You like movies about wrestling?
I like gladiator movies.
Yeah, who doesn't? Swaying room as the music starts. Strangers making the most of the dark. Two by two, their bodies become one. It's dirty. This is Madonna. Too hard.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Touch me once and you know it's true. I never wanted anyone like this. It's all brand new. You feel it in my kiss. You feel it in my kiss because I'm... Ain't none of you getting...
God damn it, I can hear it. No, probably not.
That's a crazy for you from the movie Vision Quest.
Oh, dear.
You ever see that movie?
Wait, Madonna? And who's that by?
Matthew Modine's Finest.
Madonna.
Yes.
Oh, it is Madonna. Okay.
Let me just ask, had he sang Lunatic Fringe, would you have gotten it then?
I would have known Red Rider.
You wouldn't have guessed it if he sang Lunatic Fringe.
I don't think I ever saw Vision Quest. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's a millennial.
Great find, Jeff.
Dan, you got no excuse.
Don't you call me that.
I still got one.
Dan, and a half.
Hanging in.
Dan was busy protecting our country during all these shitty 80s movies. So you get off his back.
No, I was busy drinking during Vision Quest. That was before I left the country to go fight the commies.
He went on his own Vision Quest.
Yes.
You ever done that? I got in a hut one time with this Native American fella. And he had this stuff. It was called ayahuasca. And it was great. I mean, I spent the next 4 days just in bliss, just staring, looking at all these weird creatures and stuff. Then I ran for president.
Like Matthew McConaughey?
I like Matthew McConaughey. He's a cool dude. He's from Texas. His brother is an oil man. I like that. He should run for president someday. All right, here we go. It's 2.5 to 1.5. So let's see how we do on this one here. Okay, guys? Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love you so much. Can't count all the ways I died for you, girl. And all they can say is, he ain't your kind. They never get tired of putting me down. And I'll never know when I come around what I'm going to find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl?
You'll be a woman soon.
Oh, you'll be a woman soon. God damn it. Yeah.
Well, Dan got that. You know, in the movie.
Yep.
I know. Yeah. But the problem is, I know the songs. I don't know the movies. I don't associate them with movies.
Hmm.
And neither one of you said your names.
Oh, Dan.
Dan.
Thanks,
you
Steph.
You got the song right. So I'll give you half a point. And that makes it two.
Well, hold on. Well, then, can I guess the movie?
You can.
Wasn't that song in Empire Records?
Could have been. I don't know.
I don't know.
Pulp Fiction? Because everything was in Pulp Fiction.
It right.
All right, Dan.
I was in Pulp Fiction. Point. No.
All right, shit. Now we're at 2.5 to 2.5.
Shit.
All right. The winner, if you can guess the artist who sang that, you win.
One you just sang.
Dusty Springfield?
No.
No.
If you can guess who wrote it, you win.
Oh, Jesus. I'm thinking of a different song. Edwin Collins is the only thing coming to mind, but that was a different song.
That is a good song.
What song is
that? The Never Known a Girl Like You Before.
Oh, yeah, that is a good song.
That's probably what I was thinking of from Empire Records.
Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, I'm sure they'd get Dead Man's Party.
Son of a bitch.
Urge Overkill, I believe. And wasn't it Urge Overkill?
Yeah.
And it's yes. Pulp Fiction. And it's the scene where they're back right before she ODs on the heroin.
and it's written by
Barry Manilow.
Greg
close.
Manilow's get up close.
Bert
Bacharach? Oh, no, Neil Diamond.
Close. Neil Diamond.
Oh.
Oh. Who was the last Soviet premier?
Jesus.
Gorbachev was Jen Sack.
So. Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't the premier.
I bet his name ended with a V.
All right. Who was the general secretary before Gorbachev?
Andropov?
Yes, before Andropov. No, Chernenko and Andropov are flipped. You got them flipped.
Well, I'm sorry?
Chernenko was after Andropov.
And I was trying to go through the lyrics of the ABCs of dead Russian leaders to get them in order, okay. Which is a great song from the 80s, which I would have recognized if you sang it.
When two tribes go to war. All right, guys, I'm sorry this game was so difficult, but I hope
that's okay, man.
Oh no, it's fun. I hope.
Steph, bust out one of yours for a tiebreaker.
I don't even remember what they were, Jeff. I didn't change them anything. And went on with my life.
Are you deleting them?
I did.
I definitely think Michael won. So.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
I'd say
you didn't lose as badly as me.
All right, I've got one.
Go, Steph.
Weird Science.
Oh, I know. Michael. Wait, but was that Oingo Boingo or Danny Elfman by himself?
It was Oingo Boingo. Ding, 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 ding.
You win. It was Oingo Boingo. What was the movie?
I'm going to guess Lady in the Room. No, wait. Weird Science.
Yes, yes.
I have one. You ready?
The other Kelly LeBrock film.
Fame. I'm going to live forever.
Oh, Irene.
Only if you wear your mask.
Kara, Fame.
Fame. Oh, now it's tied up again.
Wait. Okay. Once bitten, you won't feel no pain. Once bitten.
I'm going to guess that's from Once Bitten.
Yes. So if we just do titular songs.
This is the word that you heard. It's got groove.
Go out of my mind.
Titanic. It's a big boat. Titanic, it's a big boat. And a lady lost her necklace. And then they found it. And she fucked a hobo in the bottom of the boat.
Fame.
Well, I mean, who hasn't?
I'm gonna live forever.
Mash. I think that. that's the song. Just
it was set in Korea. Choppers dropping bodies off to the hospital. Mash.
Guys, I think the war ended like 8 years ago.
I'm gonna die in Korea. Baby, remember my name.
Platoon. Barnes was a jerk. Who shot children? William Defoe, smoke some weed. Platoon.
So, George, I wish this album would come out. I'm waiting on this album to drop.
Muppet movie. Remember the Muppet movie? There were no Sesame Street Muppets in the original Muppet movie. Waiter, there's some stuff on my plate.
Was it I'm a Firestarter from Firestarter?
I don't think so. No, I don't think Drew Barrymore had a
thing in that one.
Had a thing.
Godfather, don't preach.
You came from Mars and you landed. And then they came and got you, and then you were in the Star Wars movie.
Right? So all of the songs are to the Fame hook, every single one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh. He's a big shark and he's hungry. He's eating up Amity, New York.
Amity Falls, yeah. It rhymed. It works. Yeah.
You have the theme for Jaws 2 lined up. It's very similar.
Jaws 2. The shark came
back. Same shark.
Yeah, looking for his brother that they blew up in the first one with a tank of gas.
Revenge.
About Jaws 3.
Wait, the Kevin Costner movie?
What Kevin Costner movie?
Revenge.
She said Revenge.
Oh, yeah. What am I saying? I was thinking Waterworld.
Wasn't that originally supposed to be the sequel to Top Gun?
Waterworld?
No, Revenge. Oh. It was originally supposed to be Top Gun, but then they just like, no, we can't do that. So let's just rewrite it and get Kevin Costner.
Oh.
God, I'm going to Top Gun forever. I'm going to Top Gun till I die. Top Gun.
Mr. Mom, that man is staying at home to raise his kids while Terry Gar is at the office. Mr. Mom. It's just getting a little crazy.
We've destroyed this game. The game is done. I mean, Marco, we don't ever need to play Marco it. Wins. It's over.
Yeah. How do we make it easier? How do we make it easier?
I think maybe if you actually maybe sang it.
Yeah, if you sing the real song, maybe.
Steph, you're going to have to take over and sing unless Dustin or Jeff can do it.
I'd want to hear Steph's Joe Cocker impression. Yeah.
Oh, God.
We only have one hand in the air, Steph. You need them both.
Yeah, you got to do the.
Want to hear them?
Steph gets by with a little help from a friend.
Attitude. What to do? All right, too close to Trump.
Or Anita Baker, she's another one of those that did the.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Well, now
hope you had fun.
Michael,
that was a blast.
Let Tim know what shirt you want, and you guys both get a set of stickers.
Yeah,
set of stickers.
Oh sweet! You can, I'll take the one Dan's wearing. Okay. My bad.
I just want to point out that I still did better than I did on Jeopardy because here I came in second.
That's good.
Thank you for having me on.
I don't know if I'd remind people.
Thanks, dude. You're welcome. Thank you for coming on. We'll see you guys.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Have fun.
Bye.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye. Thanks.
That was fun, even though nobody. Why is it so hard? I think. Is it because we. I mean, do you guys know these songs?
Well, I do. You know, this is easy for me. Because, but this is, I think me and Tim, you and I, if you recall, many, many years ago, when we first started bonding, it was because you and I both have this thing about songs in movies.
Yeah,
I remember obscure songs from movies, as do you.
Mm-hmm.
The Revenge of the Nerds song. I think that was one of our first ones.
Which one? Put one foot in front of the other?
Exactly.
So are you ready for the sex, girls?
Me show macho, yeah, or you know, all of those songs. So I don't know if everybody else thinks like that, but to me it's easy. I mean, when I hear the song, I think of the movie. When I see the movie, I think of the songs.
Star Wars. I don't know, I like disarray and chaos like that, so I hope everybody else did. But we got to find a way to make it easier. Maybe what if we did movie quotes? I don't know,
we could try that.
All I do know is we'll give this a rest for about a month and then we'll come back and do it again. How about that?
Okay. You know, I was also thinking of some sort of a crossword puzzle we could try and do. Maybe that.
An audio crossword puzzle. I never thought, what are you talking about?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. It just kind of came to me.
Five across. We'll wait.
I didn't think it through, but I don't know. Just, I thought maybe we could figure that out somehow.
Okay. What about Scrabble?
Whatever. Yeah.
How about
Sudoku? Pick any child's game.
Sudoku. I can't do Sudoku, so I'm sure.
Put X in the center square.
Well, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good.
How much does Michael Thornton look like Jack Black in School of Rock?
Yeah, I agree. He doesn't look like Jack Black now. Have you seen Jack Black now running around with
not now.
Being Thor. The fuck on.
Yeah, at his house with his skate ramp.
Speedo on.
We need to open up, man. People are losing their goddamn minds, especially in Hollywood.
Yeah, I think it's time. I mean, for people, everybody's like, oh, God, Texas and Mississippi taking off the masks. I don't care. Take them off. Do what you're going to do.
If it doesn't work, we'll know soon enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I wear it. I wear it. I don't care.
Exactly. You know, I wear mine.
It makes other people happy and it makes them feel safe.
Wear it or don't wear it. It's up to you.
I watched a video today and everybody, it was on Instagram Reels, whatever that stupid shit is. I hate all these things. Hey, we got to one up the next guy. But anyway, that doesn't matter. It was this woman going through the drive through at a Starbucks someplace, and she didn't have her mask on. And she gets to the window and the guy at the counter goes, do you need a mask?
No. Said,
no, I want my coffee. And he goes, I can give you a mask. She goes, can you hand me my coffee? No, I can give you a mask. Yeah, you have to have a mask on. And then they're just fighting back and forth with stupid shit. You know what? It takes 2 seconds. I go through the drive-thru with Starbucks at least 3 or 4 times a week, okay? And I put the little mask on, and when I get up to the window, I cover my nose and mouth, and I do the phone thing. They scan my phone, and they give me the coffee, and I drive away. How difficult is that? Just to do it, you know, and I don't go into stores without it. I see more and more people not wearing it anymore. And I don't care what people do. I'm just saying that for me, I don't want to upset people. So
that's I don't wear a mask. I wear a mask in the store still. Mm-hmm. Yes. But at a drive-through window, no, never, never, ever, ever. And I've never had one drive-through person say a damn word to me about it because they're handing me my shit on a tray half the time. Mm-hmm. We don't touch. I'm far enough away. Most of them have plexiglass binders or whatever the hell in front of their face.
Oh, McDonald's, they slide their that little hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm not putting my mask on to do the drive-through window. They can go to hell. I'm done with it. I'm not doing that.
I just do it. You know, in Starbucks now, all the employees have 2-3 masks on.
That's just ridiculous. That's some Seattle shit.
How hard must it be to work all day? And, you know, I don't imagine it's cool in there. You know, they're in a, you know, especially now it's warming up here in Georgia, but, you know, they're wearing 2 masks and you got to breathe all day with that. That must be difficult. So, you know, good on them for, doing it. You know.
I always tip my Starbucks people.
Same here. Anybody in the service industry, I tip the shit out of them because they're working. People driving you, bringing your food to you because you're too fucking lazy to go get it. Okay, here you go. Thank you for, you know, keeping me safe. But, you know, people are really, you know, hustling and working out there. And especially in, like we said, in those industries, tip the shit out of them. You know what I mean? Make them happy. Give them a little extra. Cough up a buck, you cheap bastard. Anyway, enough of that. We got a couple of stories before we get to those. Anybody else want to weigh in on masks? I saw something and I was going to save this for Monday for my staff pick, but I decided not to. I was just fucking around on YouTube the other day and I saw this channel. Jeff, I'm sure you're aware of this. Hanging with Dr. Z.
Yeah. The Dana Gould show.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys Dustin, Steph?
Is that who it is? Dana Gould?
Yes, it's Dana Gould dressed up.
Okay. Dr. Yeah, it's funny. I watched the Stephen Weber one.
I watched that one and the Bobcat one. It kind of reminds me, of course, the set and with them being on the TV, it reminds me of Space Ghost Coast to Coast, but it's mm-hmm. very funny and it's just long enough. You know, they know not to make it too long. 10, 15 minutes tops. The commercials are great. The fake
commercials
are great. So if you're into that thing, give it a watch.
So it's Dana Gould dressed up like Dr. Zaius from Planet of the Apes.
Yes. Yeah. Dana Gould is one of the biggest Planet of the Apes fans there is.
Yeah. And he's wearing the original outfit too. The original makeup.
Oh, wow. That is funny.
Paul Williams played one of those guys. You know, who Paul Williams is.
That's who I automatically think of every time I see Dr. Zaius. Mm-hmm. He looks like Paul Williams.
Well, Paul Williams played an orangutan in that last original series. Dana Gould helped write this Planet of the Apes book, Visionaries. It's the original Rod Serling screenplay put into comic book form. And then when Jeff and I saw him, one of the last pre-pandemic things we did, you can see this on the YouTube page, he signed the book.
Mm.
Yes, and that was a great show. By I think that's the last live stand-up show we saw, wasn't it?
I saw Paul Rubens doing the Q&A for the Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but that was the last thing.
So I can't wait to open up again in 2025. That'll be great when we'll see concerts and shows again. So Dustin, give us a little bit and before we wrap.
Let's see. Well, speaking of 2022, at least it's going to be that before San Diego Comic-Con is going to have attendance. They're again this year pushing it back, going to have a virtual event but no live in-person things, you know. So
why don't they move it to Texas or Florida or one of those states so people can
like San Antonio mm-hmm. Comic-Con, maybe that would keep them. But you know, it makes me worried for Dragon Con more than anything else. If that's happening now, they say they're going to have a live event in November where people can come and and have an event, but they're still going to do the virtual one when they had it scheduled. So, you know, hopefully by towards the end of the year, I mean, if California is going to open up by the end of the year, then I don't think definitely shouldn't be a problem for Atlanta to have Dragon Con in the fall.
California won't open up until they get a new governor.
Yeah.
They just need to start jabbing some more people with those fucking vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, even then, but maybe, perhaps, we just don't know.
What else you got?
Christopher Lloyd and Josh Gates. Josh Gates, who searches for everything. They're getting Josh together Gates. And trying to find the original seven Back to the Future DeLoreans that they used.
Yeah, but who's Josh Gates? I don't know who that is.
Josh Gates, he's a TV host. He In Search Of.
Yeah.
I think it's very similar because he's had a Bigfoot searching show. He's had treasure hunting shows, ghost hunting shows.
So he'll find something that exists now.
he's one of those, Travel Channel.
Okay.
Interesting, he tries to find culturally interesting things and explore them. He's gotten together with Christopher Lloyd, and they're trying to find those DeLoreans so that Michael J. Fox can auction off the original. They're looking for the main one, the best of the seven that still exist, to auction off for his Michael J. Fox Foundation. And they've in doing so, they've created a 4-episode TV show of them searching for those DeLoreans. So they're going to be talking to collectors, people that were in the movie. I think it's just another, fan service for a lot of, Back to the Future stuff, just trying to build up some momentum for this auction. So it ought to be, interesting anyway. They had the reunion last year online with a lot of them from the movie. So I think that's where the idea sparked. And then, that's what they're trying to do now. So,
I want to see that. My stepdad, God rest his soul, we lost him last year. He loved to play pranks on me. And when I was 16, he took me looking for a car and he saw an ad for a DeLorean. He took me to get in this DeLorean. I got in it. It was like a whole thing, got me all excited about it. And then he gave me an 83 Sunbird hatchback.
Did it have a flux capacitor though?
It looked like a flux capacitor.
Yeah. That's a better car though, the one you got, than the DeLorean.
Probably. It probably was more reliable than the DeLorean, but was it cooler? No, definitely not. I mean, once you open up the doors and all this other shit. Yeah. So anyway,
my neighbor but a guy down the street from me, he has a lot of different cars. And one of them is it's DeLorean and it's silver. It looks just like the one from the movies. So that's pretty cool. Maybe I'll see them on our street. I don't know if it's an original, but what kind of car did you get? An 83 what?
Sunbird hatchback.
And I see a Pontiac. You can't go wrong.
Oh, it was, like a rusty, fell in a pit blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was very dull and it had an AM/FM radio.
Sweet.
Yes. And it could get up to about 60 miles an hour, and right around 3 minutes, about 3 minutes flat, you could get it.
Did it have the Northern Salt stripes on the bottom?
Yeah. Well, I didn't even have it that long. I totaled it within like 4 months.
What'd you hit?
Yeah, so I didn't even have it that long.
She hit 88 miles an hour and it fell apart.
Yeah. There you go. Back to the future.
Back to walking.
Didn't have a car. We watched over the holidays. Caitlin and I watched Back to the Future 2. She'd never seen it. And when they get to Biff's casino, she's like, "That looks a lot like Trump." I'm like, "Yeah, that's who it's based on." You believe it? Even back then, that was based on Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Biff. Yeah, it was definitely.
So I guess they're gonna have to go back and reshoot all those.
Stop it.
Well, someone who is not going to be reshooting anything for the new Ant-Man that's coming out is going to be T.I. He has been pulled.
T.I. was in Ant-Man.
Not in the first one, but he was in the sequel. And then he was supposed to be again in this third sequel that's coming out. Mm-hmm. But they're in the stages now of starting pre-production. And, his character has been omitted from.
What did T.I. do?
Well,
him and Tiny are in trouble.
I know they are. I know what they
do. Yeah, they've been up to some naughtiness.
Allegedly.
It seems like.
Allegedly. Innocent until proven guilty is I'm across the board with that.
Well,
it's always alleged when there's 10 women, but then when 30 come out, mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, this probably happened.
Yeah,
I like to flirt with people who work in my administration.
No, they were, it sounds like they were allegedly, you know, I mean, if you listen to some of the allegations, they were, you know, drugging,
Cosby-ish, very,
yeah, kidnapping, holding people, you know, and making them take drugs,
like,
and
Cosby,
then of course all the sex.
It's like Cosby and R. Kelly had birthed them both, taught them well, allegedly.
And they've also pulled his show as well. They've stopped production on the reality show.
I'm tired of cancel culture.
Yeah. I don't know, Tim. I mean,
sometimes cancel culture is needed. I think you forget, you know, sometimes canceling when it's due.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm just being.
It's a good idea.
And Tiny got her face. It's like she's like a shrinky dink somebody took out of the oven too soon, like a unbaked Mariah Carey.
Stacked on deck.
And of course,
you can do whatever you like.
Of course, going along with the cancellation theme, it looks like the lead singer of Stryper. Everyone remember Stryper?
Unfortunately, yeah.
The hell with the devil.
Yeah. He's saying that he's afraid that they're going to cancel the Bible next.
He's stupid.
Yeah, he said they've been giving Bibles away for 40 years on tour, which I remember, like back in like 87, I think. Yeah. We saw him at some Christian like church retreat thing. Of course, this was a Southern Baptist thing, so like all the adults just freaked out when they started playing, and whole churches and groups like got up and left during the performance. And you know, they handed out Bibles, you know, they always hand them out at shows. And you know, nothing like seeing some white men in yellow and black leather on stage telling you what God has in store for you.
Yeah.
But Dustin, do you remember the urban legend of how there was always somebody who knew somebody who got hit in the face with a Bible at a show?
And yeah, when they threw it,
Bible stuck. It was like on their face for weeks, on their forehead.
I saw Cat Stevens once and he threw a Quran at me.
But yeah, I don't think there's going to be. I think honestly, this is probably the best bit of marketing that Stryper has had in the last four decades.
Yeah, so maybe people are going to cancel the Bible and then they'll pay attention to us for a week.
Yeah. Honestly, I was surprised the Stryper was still together.
Yeah,
I mean, I hadn't heard that name in like 25 years.
I mean, yeah. They got to be like 55 something, right?
Older than that.
Older 60 maybe.
Yeah, they got to be 60 at least. I'm 50, so I would assume they're 5 to 10 years older than us. What'd you have to burp?
No, clear my throat. I keep getting some glurg in my throat.
They're backstage at their show right now, drawing little Asian characters in all their Bibles.
Yeah. He eats with sticks. And I still have a scar in my head from where it was a heavy Koran. I mean,
The Book of Long Duk Dong.
Yes, I called him Cat Stevens. He's like, no, my name is Yusuf Islam. And I said, no, you're Cat Stevens. And he was going to hit me with the guitar, but he thought, no, he didn't. That never happened. I've never seen Cat Stevens. He can't come to this country, unfortunately. I like Cat Stevens a lot, even his new stuff. He post all the whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it also looks like Edie Falco is working again, mm-hmm. and she's got a lot on her plate. She is going to be playing Hillary Clinton in the was it Ryan Murphy's?
Yeah, the American Crime,
the impeachment American Crime Story.
Mm-hmm.
but she is also going to be. She's been introduced now as a main character in the multiple sequels of the Avatar films.
Oh,
she's going to be a general.
Good for her. She make a lot of money, but those movies.
If she gets in, if those actually franchise back or, you know, it starts back up again, because, you know, this whole thing has been with Avatar has been holding off for what, 12 years now?
Has it been that long? Goddamn, yes.
They're waiting for everybody to forget how bad the first one was.
Oh, how bad they ripped off Fern Gully to make it.
Fern Gully was good, yes.
Fern Gully was good.
Uh-huh.
Avatar ripping Fern Gully off was not good.
Smurfs,
because they completely took the storyline and just, oh yeah, that'll look good if we put it in 3D, which is another thing. He spent all this time and money building this 3D thing, and 3D is, you know, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody, you know, nobody's pushing that 3D thing now. And he's got four movies lined up that's going to try to force that back on us again. So now not only do you get back into movie theater, they're going to stick those damn glasses on your head again and give you a headache while you're trying to watch a movie.
Well, look, my favorite thing that you said was that American Crime Story was coming back.
Yeah, that's exciting. At least it's not OJ again. God. I can't wait till they do American Crime Story, Woody Allen and Mia Farrow.
That's 2024.
Yes, can't wait for that. Anything else?
That's about it.
All right. Steph, you wanted to say something before we wrapped up the show.
What did I want to say?
Well, we want to talk about one of our...
Oh, God, that's so sad that my memory is that shot. Longtime listener, super friend, fan of awesome person, Amber Gilpatrick, who mentioned last week that her dad was ill and for everybody to, you know, kind of do what they could, pray, send positive vibes, whatever. And he lost his battle with whatever illness it was that he had, and he passed away. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, we just wanted to tell Amber that we're really sorry. She was very close to her dad, and we're just sad for her.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
It does. Yep. We've all experienced it, and it's in our condolences. You never get over it, but you learn how to live with it. You know what I mean, Jeff?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get over it, but you get through it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a nicer way of saying it than learn to live with it. But Amber, you know, has been a listener since the beginning and contributed, you know, with ideas and with comments and stuff like that. And, you know, so it's just sad. And Amber, we're sorry to hear about what happened and, you know, wish you well getting through it.
Yep.
So, all right. Now the dogs.
Yeah. So as always, I'm sorry.
By the way, before you,
I'm so sorry.
You're allowed to choke up. It's a sad thing.
No, I wasn't. I mean, anyway.
You got a gurgle in your throat. Before you do the dogs, I want to remind everybody that Wednesday, March 10th, go ahead. Since he's already said it on his Instagram, I'll just say Garrett Kemble is a contestant on, and he's a longtime listener as well, is a contestant on Wednesday night's Forged in Fire. And we will see how he does, and we will talk to one of the judges, who I will not say yet. And hopefully we can align it so they're on at the same time on next week's show. And on next week's first show, the one following this, we will be speaking with Waco O'Gwin and Roger, a.k.a. Yucko the Clown Black. So we'll be
if he can round Roger up. He had trouble getting him over to his house last time.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, remember we ended up just talking to Waco.
You fucking asshole. Okay.
So I told him, you know, we can do that again if he can't round up Roger.
Yeah, that's fine. We like Waco too.
Yeah.
Athens boys done good. So, Steph, what's going on with the Barkfield people?
If you are looking to adopt a new special family member, cute little scruffle muffle, we got you covered. Go to barkfielddogrescue.org. If you'd like to foster, if you'd like to donate some money, we'll take it. We need it. We had some sad times happened recently. One of our hospice dogs passed away, little Viv. We take dogs sometimes knowing that they're not going to make it and that we're just going to keep them till the end of their life. Little Viv was an adorable Yorkie who had been bred and bred and bred until she was full of tumors and cancer. And then they just threw her away at a shelter. And so we stepped in. We knew that she couldn't be adopted out, and Barkfield took her on. And we've had her for over a year and a half. This lovely woman, Leslie, kept her and pampered her and put her in little dresses and treated her like she'd never been treated. And she finally, you know, lost her fight there with cancer Monday. But she had the best last year and a half. So if you wonder what your donations go to, that's part of it. Because a lot of our fosters, they foster knowing that the dog that they have is going to be with them until they die. So anyway, happier times. Most of our dogs actually live and they go on to better lives.
I think it's a happy ending for a dog that's had a miserable life to give them a home where they can have a soft landing, whether they pass on a year or 2 years after. But it's great. I mean, every single dog that we have is a rescue. Caitlin rescued, you know, Rocky the Bulldog, and Rizzo the Boston Terrier, Izzy came along and we were together. And, you know, Rizzo, the middle, to me, it looks like she was bred. You know, she's got those big dog nipples. But she, you know, she was skittish and everything. And with love and just patience, they can, you know, become a part of your family. So, you know, any rescue organization like that, you got to love, because it's all volunteer and people bust their asses. So.
And they really do. So if you guys are thinking about adopting, or you're thinking about getting a new dog, a lot of people are just like, you know, you can go to a breeder. I wouldn't ever say anything against anybody that does that. I mean,
go to a flea market though.
But definitely don't go to a flea market. At least go to a reputable, which I don't know if you guys know this or not, which this is very exciting. They are putting it up for the House, the Georgia House, to pass a bill against outdoor sales of animals, of domestic mm-hmm. animals, good. Which is great. That's huge for Georgia. Mm-hmm. So there'll be no more of these flea market flips, blah, 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 blah. But I will say this, if you do buy them in a flea market, you're rescuing this animal.
You are.
You really are.
Some horrible breeder.
Absolutely. So anyway, Barkville
Dog Rescue. I'm sorry, say that.
No, it's just saying BarkvilleDogRescue.org.
And not all breeders are terrible, but the ones that, you know, they just make their dogs can constantly give birth, don't do that. All right. On a happy note, thank you to our contestants tonight who played the game with us that we're going to try to make easier.
That was a lot of fun, though. I really enjoyed it.
I think they had fun. Michael Thornton and Dan Carroll. And hopefully we'll hear from Dan Carroll whether we'll have Dragon Con this year or not soon.
Yeah, as we get closer, we'll talk to Dan again, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So I guess until next Tuesday, keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Hey, we want to thank our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers. Those are the people who come in at the $25 or above. If you don't do that, you know, of course, we mention you in the YouTube video. You see a thank you that Dustin's put together. But these are the people that have been with us the longest and have donated the most over the years, and we appreciate all your help. And we break them up with radio terms, starting off with the general managers. And those are the folks that have been with us 4 years or longer. We have Eric Malmstrom, who's been with us since October 2016. Keith Tate, also October 2016. In fact, I think these guys are the, they may as well be the owners of the radio group, don't you think? Because they've been with us longer. Oh, and throw Matt Carter in with that. He's been around since November 2016. And our most recent winner of Danger Zone, Chad Shepard, who's been around with us since October of 2017. I'm going to send those first, though. No, he's not getting a shirt until we get the. No, I'm kidding. I don't want the red box troll doll. I want him to have it. But now our program directors, those are folks who come in at 2 to 3 years. We have Sean Hall from April of 2018. We have Mike D, August of 2018, and John Sutherland, December of 2018. And all three of those guys, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Well, then we got our DJ, Spin It Up the Hits, up to 2 years or less. Spin It Up the Hits, that's right. There we go. We got Tim Slayton, who's coming in at number 5 on the list, 2019. He's been around. We got Brian Smith, who I have been manually dropping his name in wherever in the podcast because we had to record the new one. But thank you, Brian Smith, and Chelsea as well. We have Chris Chandler. Not the quarterback for the Falcons, but a different Chris Chandler, since December of 2020. So thank you very much. Todd Ellis from January of 2020. So he's been with us a little over a year. Roby Neely, who's been with us, who's also a champion of, you know, we're going to have to do a championship battle between the people who won Danger Zone. More on that later.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. We have a tournament of champions, sure.
Yeah, and then eventually when we all die like Alex, they can take over the show. and a special shout-out to our assistant producers, Emily Warren and Buck Monterey. Buck coming in December of 2017, and Emily Warren coming in May of 2018. So thank you guys very much. And like we said, if you want to be a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member, just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews.